I'm doing well. Tired, busy, which is good. So no complaints there. And just excited about the opportunity we've had to provide music to the community.
What sorts of accommodations have you made to make sure that live music can still be happening at that venue?
We've been hosting live music for several years. It's a big part of our culture, whether it be from collaborating with local musicians and bands to create labels and specialty ciders with typically a philanthropic twist. It's always been a big part of what we do and a part of our cider and our culture here at Stowe Cider. So that was no different this summer. Regardless of the pandemic, we knew we were going to have music one way or another. It started with some potential ideas of live streams, but you know, as we started to iron those ideas out, the governor started to turn the spigot, so to speak, and allow us to host, you know, music and guests in our backyard. While the numbers were small, the music was mighty to begin with. And we had such positive reception from our fan base in the local community that we went from our typical 1 or 2 days of music per week to 4, 5, or even 6 days of music per week.
How does a patron get a ticket and make sure that they can go and be part of the experience?
Beforehand, it was pretty free for all. You show up, if there was room for you, you were in, and if not, sorry. But with the guidelines, which are very important to us from day one, whether that be our initial packaging and distributing of sanitizer and beyond, we made sure we were following the state recommendations and even dialing them in a little bit deeper because safety of our staff, you know, continuation of business and the community was really important. We went as far as to get those Ghostbuster backpacks that you see, and we've got them full of sanitizer. So in between sessions, we will douse pretty much the whole place. We used restaurant software for reservations, and that way we had full contact information from the start. Our average is about 12 feet between tables, some of which are 15 or 20 feet apart. All the menus were either phone and digital or disposable and recyclable.
How about the musicians? Let's say they show up to set up. What does it look like for them?
Yeah, so it's nice. We've got a large space, which is new to us this year and at a perfect timing. We share it with Chris Curtis and his sculptures. So they've got their own load in and load out. Our guest musicians are also afforded a very large room that we call the barrel room.
What's going to happen when the weather changes?
You know, we're going to continue to host music as long as the musicians can stay comfortable, their equipment can operate, because we all know at low temps that guitars will go out of tune. Heat lamps are a big part of keeping the musicians comfortable and happy. I know those Vermonters and us New Englanders know how to wear our puffy coats and hats and jackets, and it's very helpful that we've been offering mulled cider, including a little bit of alcohol to keep you warm and loose. Beyond that, it's going to be a different look here at Stowe Cider and in our garden. We'll be moving some of our operation inside. Not only do we have a big warehouse space with great ventilation to socially distance our tables, but in an effort to continue to support live music and the musicians and the industry, we will be hosting bands on our stage, and then we're going to offer up to 3 groups the opportunity to have almost a private show. And so with that, we've got the floor of the barrel room. Upstairs, we've got a mezzanine that offers 2 different viewing areas that are completely separate from each other, and the ability to have a very intimate experience with that band and the music. We are working with our sound engineer, our light engineer, and we will be live streaming those events as well. So it'll have the opportunity for folks to play to a small crowd, but then also to play to those folks who weren't able to make it or might not feel comfortable being in an indoor environment.
What keeps you up at night?
To be honest, the reason we still have our lights on was because we were selling wholesale product to the grocery store. You know, even at the end of October, we'll still get those folks who come up looking for leaves after they've fallen. We know that happens every year, and we'll get some business from them, which we appreciate. But then there's the doldrums of November that happen. And so finding creative ways to increase and maintain business is going to be important so we can maintain our staff. You know, that was one of the hardest things I've had to do as a business owner while we were able to operate was to furlough. And that wasn't a good feeling and one I hope to avoid again. And so with that, I don't know if this is the right time to plug or not, but I started 2 weeks ago rolling and serving breakfast burritos and serving coffee and espresso. I put myself through college rolling burritos out in Colorado. And unfortunately, At least for the time being, PK Coffee is closed, our Village Market and Black Cap Coffee. So there's a caffeine drought here that folks were definitely feeling. And so we were happy to step in, utilize our space, our knowledge and love for craft beverages to start putting that into the breakfast drink. Coffee and espressos and lattes and things of that nature. We're just very fortunate that the community has been so supportive that we've been able to bring people back to work, hire additional staff, and then continue to use our Good Neighbor platform to raise money for, you know, not only the musicians, but several organizations, you know, for the battle of justice and for people of color. And we look forward to continuing that, all of it.
That's Stowe Cider's Mark Ray speaking with us about changes that they're going to make sure that you get to still see live music performances at their venue. And the music you heard was from Saba Yuma, who incidentally is playing tonight at Stowe Cider. You're listening to Safe and Sound.